On June 4th through June 8th in Des Moines, the Zenith Chamber Music Festival is presenting their 2019 concert series, and all the concerts are free to attend. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for the Iowa Art Showcase, and joining us today is the Zenith Chamber Music Festival's founder and artistic director, Dr. Ashley Sedan. And thank you so much for joining us today, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Jacqueline.
So you have an exciting season ahead, and you've jumped your concerts from August to June. So tell us about the Zenith Festival.
Yes. Well, Zenith is this fantastic performance music festival that we hold for 1 week in the summer, and we have been in August the last 4 years, but this will be our first year in June. And we hold free chamber music concerts all throughout Greater Des Moines. I bring in amazing players from all over the country, players who during the year play in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra or the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, really top orchestras, and they come for a week and play fantastic chamber music in a variety of venues all across Des Moines. We're really trying to make classical music accessible to a wider audience.
And such a great time to do it when people have maybe more opportunity to actually come to some of these things.
Yeah, exactly. And especially I'm hoping with moving it to June that we can really reach out to some younger people, some students. And this year we'll be showcasing some student groups at the beginning of concerts. Now that it'll happen right after school has gotten out, some of these kids will, you know, still be in their playing mode. And we're highlighting violinists from one of the local violin studios and an honor string quartet and that type of thing. So really trying to blend the young with the professionals.
Tell us about your first concert on June 4th, and you have an internationally acclaimed cellist joining you.
Yes, Amit Paled is a beautiful cellist. He plays on Pablo Casals' old Gefriller cello, and he solos all over the world. He's just phenomenal, and he's coming to do our opening gala concert. And he's combining a really nice program of some show pieces with some Hebraic music with the classic Brahms F major cello sonata.
And the June 4th concert is at Cheslow Auditorium at 7:30 p.m., and that's on the Drake campus.
Yes, it is.
So briefly mention some of the other great musicians you're going to have, because you have a whole roster of folks who are coming in and then folks that are local.
Right. I always like to bridge both bringing in great artists from around the country as well as highlighting some of our top local players. We have all of our resident Zenith artists are returning this year, so we'll still have Anna Ryder from Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra and Helen Kim from Atlanta Chamber Players on violin and Sheldon Person on viola from the Houston Symphony and Paula Kossower on cello from Chicago Symphony Orchestra, as well as Kelly Kuo, our fantastic pianist who conducts the Mozart Chamber Players. And then we're going to also be highlighting some of our local talent like Jim Romaine, who is saxophonist at Drake University, and John Graham, who is actually acting at Drake University. We will play one piece that requires a narrator, so he's stepping in, which I'm excited about. And then I'm bringing in Rainey Lacona from Iowa City, a pianist who's at University of Iowa. I'm excited. She's coming to play my daughter's favorite piece, the Beethoven Moonlight Sonata.
That's fantastic. You're also having a flutist join you?
Yes, Kim Helton is also playing on the piece that John Graham is narrating, as is Dana Slaughter, who's clarinetist at Drake University, and Alina Grimm, percussionist at Drake.
So a really wonderful mix of different people that will be taking the stage in these different places. Your first concert is at Cheslow, so tell us about your Wednesday concert, June 5th.
Our Wednesday concert is such a fun one. It's at Jasper Winery at 6 p.m., and it's inside, not outside. And this one was so packed last year, standing room only. So if you want to come, which I hope you do, to the audience, please do come early. It's a lot of fun because you can drink wine and eat cheese plates and then hear great chamber music. That's the one that we will hear Rainey play the Beethoven Moonlight Sonata. We'll also hear a gorgeous Puccini string quartet and a violin duo, a Beethoven cello piece, and I'll be playing the Shostakovich first piano trio.
That's quite a wonderful outline of concerts that you're going to have. And Puccini, this is maybe the only chance you would hear this work.
Yeah, and I actually didn't know this piece until a couple years ago, but, you know, Puccini's so well known for his operatic writing, and you hear it in this quartet. It's so vocal and so beautiful.
That's June 5th at the Jasper Winery, and that starts at 6 p.m. And then you have, on Thursday, June 6th, you really switch gears.
Yes, we do. We're bringing in Damani Phillips, who is a really well-known jazz saxophone player in Iowa. He is a professor at University of Iowa. And the last couple seasons, we've brought him in, as well as his jazz quartet. And he's played at the Johnston Public Library, which has been fantastic for people to be able to come and check out the library and hear some jazz. This year, Max Wellman is opening up Noche for us. And so Damani will be playing at Noche, which is downtown. And people can come and have one of those famous cocktails that Max Wellman's bartender creates and hear some fantastic jazz by Damani.
It sounds like fun, any way you look at it. And then on Friday, June 7th, you're going to be, I'm guessing, teetotaling at the Methodist Church. That starts at 7:30. Tell us about that concert.
Yes, this will be our first time at Walnut Hills United Methodist Church. I'm looking forward to going out to Clive. My goal with Zenith is to always be hitting different parts of Des Moines and to never get too comfortable in one location. So I'm excited that they've opened up their church to us. And one really cool thing about this concert, well, actually, there's a lot of cool things, but we're going to hear quite a mix of music. We'll be playing some Gershwin, as well as a string quartet by Guliav. And then this is the concert where I mentioned John Graham is a narrator. It's by William Walton, titled Facade. And it's an interesting mix of instruments. There's a fair number of winds, like saxophone and flute and clarinet and percussion and cello and trumpet, as well as narrator. And it's really an interesting piece.
Just incredible music you have planned for your festival. Then you're going to polish off the festival by heading back to Drake and Cheslow Auditorium on Saturday, June 8th.
Yes, and we're closing with the very large-scale Glinka Grand Sextet. So it's a string quartet plus double bass plus piano. Really, really cool piece. But actually, one thing I'm really excited about with this concert, which is one of the reasons why I've moved the festival to June, is that we are highlighting some of the great, really top-notch young players in Des Moines. And we're doing a side-by-side piece. We're bringing in students to play alongside the Zenith artists for the Bella Bartok's Romanian folk dances. It'll be fun.
So, Ashley, how can folks get more information about the Zenith Chamber Music Festival?
Well, they can check out our website, and that lists all the program information. Everything is free, as I mentioned before. Also, we have a Facebook page, Zenith Chamber Music Festival, and I just hope people come out and really take advantage of the fact that all of these concerts are in intimate venues. They really get a chance to talk to the artists afterwards if they'd like. And we're really trying to break down the barriers of classical music. So they'll hear a wide variety of music, and if they don't like one piece, they'll hopefully like the next piece. And they didn't pay for a ticket, so it's nothing ventured, nothing gained would be what I would say.
A wonderful opportunity and a great time of year to explore all this terrific music and have all these great musicians as well as the musicians from Iowa join in. Thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase chat goes to IPR's John Pimble, Phil Moss, and Alexis Hahn. And a big thanks to the founder and artistic director of the Zenith Chamber Festival, Dr. Ashley Sadon. And thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Jacqueline.